Former National MP and Minister Dr. Jonathan Coleman knows what it's like to take a tilt at the leadership. He threw his hat into the ring in 2016 after John Key announced he was resigning. Back then, guess who he was up against? Yes, Bill English, who eventually got the job, but also Judith Collins. In case you've been having a duvet day, Collins was rolled as leader following a vote of no confidence by her MPs. Things came to a head when, out of the blue, she demoted Simon Bridges, stripping him of his portfolios for an inappropriate comment he made in front of another National Party MP about 5 years ago. Jonathan Coleman joins us now to break down today's twists and turns. Jonathan, this one's a tough one to describe, especially in words that you're able to use on the radio, but please give it a crack for us. How would you describe it?
Look, it's been a real cluster, hasn't it, Lisa? I mean, you know, quite diabolical. I mean, I think people thought we were through this endless cycle of chaos. And, you know, once again, unfortunately, the party hasn't failed to surprise, just when you thought, you know, it couldn't get any worse. I think people are just dumbfounded, frankly, with last night's development and what's played out. I mean, it did feel like Judith's leadership was coming towards the end, but, you know, it suddenly disappeared in this sort of kamikaze attack, which has ended up taking herself out, unfortunately.
Yeah, how do you think she did conduct herself, and what's her motivation?
Well, look, I think, unfortunately, and let's preface this by saying, look, Judith actually took the leadership at a very difficult time. She has had a very good career as a politician and has done some really good things for the party. But it had become this sort of paranoid type leadership whereby, you know, all the opponents were gradually being taken out. I mean, Todd Muller was excised from the caucus. You know, Nick Smith was, you know, frightened into leaving, basically. And now she decided to try and take Simon Bridges out. So, look, I don't think it's been good, but I don't think that should overshadow what's been, a long political career where she has made, an excellent contribution. Obviously, she's been a polarising figure. But, look, for the party, this has not been a good 24 hours, because what happens in these situations is that people who would want to vote for National think, look, I can't give my vote to these people. They don't deserve it. They're not focused on my priorities. I probably just won't turn up to the polls, or I'll give my vote to someone else. And that's a big problem for the party.
Okay, so in terms of leadership material, this is the shortlist that's being bandied about. Simon Bridges, Christopher Luxon, Mark Mitchell, Shane Retty. So you're on the interview panel. Who's your top choice?
Look, I'm not going to get into top choices. I think they all have strengths, and obviously someone there is going to be the leader. But
do you think the leader is in that list of four?
Well, probably, to be honest. I mean, I can't see anyone else there getting it. But, you know, what they've got to make sure is that they make a choice of someone they can get behind and stick with through to the next election. Because, you know, the thing for National now is it's not even a matter of winning the next election. Doesn't mean it can't be won, because, look, a lot of unpredictable things will happen in New Zealand over the next 2 years with COVID and the economy. But what they need to do is get back their natural support base. And at the moment, with the polls at, 26% or something, there's a good probably 15% of people who normally would be National voters who just are not turning up for them. So they've got to stem the flow and make sure they can get back to a respectable level in the polls.
So if the leader is a loser next election night, do they stay on for the next round?
Look, way too early to say anything like that. If it's an experienced politician like Simon Bridges, if he were to get the leadership, I think this would be his last go. If it was someone like Christopher Luxon, given the circumstances that the party's in, I think the party would be a lot more tolerant and would say, hey, look, this guy's taken on a very tough time, depending on how he were to perform in a campaign. But he might get a second go. So, look, a rookie might get a second go, an experienced one. I think that could be the end of it. But, look, you know, what they're going to do is really bring in some good talent at the next election. You know, we need some fresh faces. We need faces that reflect.
Okay, well, you say fresh faces, Jonathan. I just want to touch on Simon Bridges here. You would have watched his, can we call it a mea culpa, his stand-up today.
Yeah.
Can you really recycle him?
Well, look, that's for the party to decide, but they've got the people in caucus that they've got, so this is the choice of people they have. Look, historically, it has happened politically in other places, like John Howard, you know, went on to be a very successful Australian Prime Minister. Look, it's possible. Let's see what happens. But, I mean, it's not without risks, obviously. I mean, he's already been tried. Yes, he will be more experienced. He knows what the job's about. But is the public, prepared to listen to him anymore? And that's what the caucus has to weigh up.
Jonathan, it's going to be a pretty awkward party, Christmas party, isn't it?
Look, I don't think they'll be having one. I think that the one upside of COVID is they probably don't have to have one this year.
Appreciate your time. That is Dr. Jonathan Coleman, former MP and Minister in the National Government there.